Blog Talk Radio.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Records. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Hey, 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 everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and we're bringing you another Depth Conversations with John Dilley on Green Ideas Radio Network. And good evening, John.
What's up?
I'm not broadcasting from Denny's this week, and I'm actually in the studio again, and of course, I'm here just to start the show and then quietly walk away and keep my mouth shut, which is very difficult. But you've got a great guest tonight joining you, and I'm looking forward to the show. So, buddy, it's all yours.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. I'm glad you're not having a Grand Slam breakfast again, and I'm not sitting in front of in Maggie's truck in front of a bar. This is wonderful. All three of us are actually transmitting from home. It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, all right, yeah. Welcome to DEF Conversations. I am John Dilley, president of DEF CON Sauces, maker of the finest wing sauces and habanero horseradishes and dry rubs on the planet. Anyway, we're going to get started off today. I'm going to do a recap. I've been the last couple of weeks promoting the show that we did last weekend. It actually turned out to be pretty good. It was the Kempton Pepper Jam in Kempton, Pennsylvania. It was first annual show. You never know going into one of these if it's going to be a boon or a bust. I'll tell you what, it was the needle was on the side of boon on this one. It was great. There was a lot of local companies showed up for this I'd never seen before. You know, a lot of hot sauce people, a lot of chili people making different kinds of sauces. I mean, the great weather. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know where you're listening from, but we had some fantastic weather. It was a little cloudy on Saturday, but it turned out to be beautiful. And Sunday was just you couldn't ask for better weather. It was a lot of people turned out. And man, oh man! I don't know if anybody's familiar with the Bauer Show that happens in September, the Chili Festival. A lot of people, I'm going to say about 80% of the people that showed up there were familiar with and have gone to the Bowers, Pennsylvania show every year. So if you're looking for something to do next year, keep an eye out for the Kempton Pepper Jam in Pennsylvania. It's a goodie, and we're definitely doing it again, and I thanked all the guys doing it, and it was one hell of a time, and it was just a lot of fun. So, but aside from that, what I'm going to talk about tonight for real quick before we bring our awesome guest who's kind of waiting in the wings here is a little bit of small business promotion here. Like the Kempton Pepper Jam, these are local shows, and they're really becoming very popular than the larger shows, the big, huge trade show things, all kind of stuff, where they cost a ton of money, and they're usually, oh God, I mean, you're either getting airfare, or depending where it's located, you're getting a hotel, freight, drayage, the whole works. the people just starting out, like we've always done every week we've talked about here, is it's kind of like for the small guy. You know, you might want to think about doing a lot of these local shows. I mean, you contact your local town hall or whatever and find out some festivals like street fairs and stuff like that you want to kind of jump into. They are far and away less expensive, and you can actually build a very good local local talk about you, and spread the word locally, and you're going to get quite a following. There's no freight involved. You know, maybe you have to rent a hotel. You know, if it's 6 hours or more away, you might want to think about renting a hotel. But most of these things right in your hometown or surrounding towns. I mean, you can really do well at them. A 5-10 minute drive to a show. I mean, that believe me, when you have to hop on a plane to go to a show, it kind of blows because you're going to be paying all sorts of extra stuff, renting a car and all kinds of stuff. This saves you a lot of money. And like I said, you build a very good regional market and repeat customers over time, kind of like the farmers markets we talked about last week. The local shows, people come to buy. You know, that's the thing. They come to buy. They see a local guy. This is made locally. Oh, great! And they really want to support the local guy. I mean, people are getting a little tired of the WalMarts and the Costcos and the Home Depots and stuff like that. It's kind of, I've noticed a little bit of a trend where things are starting to come back a little bit. You know, down to the local guy. Let's support the local guy. Why are we supporting these big conglomerates? I think there's a lot to be said for that. You know, it's like I said, contact your local town hall. You know, the festivals, beer festivals, farmers markets, food festivals. There's a ton. ton of them out there, and they're not far away, and you can save yourself a pretty dime as opposed to jumping into a big, deep pool of these trade shows and spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 on a show and coming back, like, why did we do that? It's, you want to get your name out there a lot before you even think about doing one of these big shows. Actually, on the local venue, we did one a few weeks back. It was called the ICS New England Regional Chili Cook-Off, also known as the NERCC, in Somers, Connecticut, run by our guest, this guy, Mad Mike Freeman. And you can find his site. It's www.chili.com. Mike has run it for decades, and we've been going for well over 5 years straight. And I mean, the people they get there are phenomenal. I mean, you got the Air National Guard, you got the Marines, you got the Army Reserve, the Navy guys, the Patriot Guard. They all lend a fantastic hand to get this thing going. But this is all the brainstorm of this guy, our guest, Mad Mike Freeman. And I think we just got to bring him on now. Hey, Mike, you out there, man?
Yeah, man. Jeez, I mean. What a wonderful, lead-in. The check is in the mail.
That's kind of, I like that. Non-bounceable, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. You can't play basketball with it.
There you go. Mike, welcome to DEFCON Sauces. I mean, we've known you for quite a few years.
Yeah, actually, this was your sixth year joining us.
Woo-hoo!
Not including, two world championships you did?
We did the one in West Virginia when we got the one. Carol Hancock got a hold of us and brought us out there. Oh, we had a ball. Oh, my God. Great people.
God. That was great. I filmed the whole thing for you. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did. Man amongst men.
This coming year, 2015, will be our 10th year that my wife, Kat, and I are running the New England Regional Chili Cook-Off. It's
awesome.
Sanctioned by the International Chili Society, which has been around for 47 years. We had cooks from, as far away as Texas. We had cooks from all up and down the East Coast. We had close to 66 cooks cooking competition chili.
Nice. And that, so that was that one of the biggest turnouts you've had yet, or?
The year that we had the two-day cook-off.
Oh, yeah, I remember
think
that
we
one.
We had
okay.
more on the first day. But I don't remember because I'm still kind of in a time warp from that two-day deal. It takes a lot out of you.
We were there both days serving up wings.
And I've got to agree with you. You know, going local is the way to go. You know, you build the base, you plant the seeds. That's what we started. You know, almost 10 years ago we started doing it. And, we started planting seeds. We built the base and... we've got people that have been coming all of those years.
Kind of accentuate that, I think you got a direct line to the guy upstairs because in every year we've been
we
there, the
we
weather has been stupidly good. It's amazing stuff. And we had that one year, we had that cloudburst, and I'm playing Singing in the Rain out of our booth. But that was an anomaly. But, that was just funny. But, man, you call ahead for the weather. It's amazing.
I'm telling you, we have been very, very lucky. Knock on wood. I don't want to say nothing, but, we're just lucky. You know, we're fortunate. We've got a lot of really, really good friends that all step up. Our family is there nonstop. Our daughter Sarah is a cook. Her husband Mike is a cook. My stepson John is a cook. Our oldest son Josh is a cook.
Nice.
And so, now we've got the grandkids involved. One of them cooked last year in a youth division in Massachusetts.
Did he do well?
He got second.
Your first year doing it, you get second? What the hell's with that? That's awesome.
He's got good teachers,
There you go. I do have a question for you, though. All the things aside, what got you in? I mean, what got you into the whole chili thing? And I mean, how'd you get bit by this chili bug thing? What got you going?
Kind of a funny story, John. Every time I say that I've been cooking chili for 20, 25 years, my wife looks at me and says, "No, honey, it's closer to 30. And so 30 years ago, when I started cooking chili, the old New England Regional was in the town next to me. And I said, "Shoot, I'll go. What do I got to lose,
Right.
And so I brought my gas grill that's on my deck, and I went down there, and I had my butt handed to me. and my chili was atrocious. And I said, I'm never going through that again. And I studied and listened and I learned. And I went back the next year. And, you know, it gets better every year, you know. Been to the World Championships a couple of times. And, you know, we
well,
go.
We see, well, that's the whole thing. You had a not going to give up attitude. Yeah, but initially you did. It's like you said, I'm out of this. This is BS. I'm not going to go anywhere with this. And who was it? Your wife. They got you,
right.
Kicked you in the butt, and said, you get your ass out there, and you start doing what you want to do, because you're not a loser, you're a winner.
And I'll tell you, it's a very true story. My mom was in the hospital at the time, very sick, and we were in the Poconos in Pennsylvania at an indoor chili cook-off. And
right.
It was a district, and I'll explain the difference between district, regional, and state, et cetera.
I was going to get into that, yep.
Yeah, and... here we out in the we're out in the boonies in the Poconos. No cell reception, you know. I win for my very first win. I want to call my mom who's in the hospital. We had to drive like almost 30 miles to get cell reception.
No kidding.
So I could call her. And,
oh, man.
And her exact words to me were, "It's about damn time."
There you go.
You know.
Love it.
But yeah, I mean. It's a lot of fun. It's turned into a family thing. You know, for anybody who's listening out there, everybody says they make the best chili. I demand that you come and prove it.
Right. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Because everybody says
now,
they get the best hot sauce. Come out in here and
oh,
prove
yeah.
it. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
Same idea.
You know,
yep.
Everybody says, you know, I mean, firehouses and ambulance companies, oh, we make the best chili. Well, listen, you know. You can come out and prove it someday.
Cut up or shut up. Yep.
You know, come to one of the other International Chili Society sanctioned events and prove it. You know,
yep.
I usually do 18 to 20 cook-offs a year, depending on how lucky I get.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I've cooked from Maine to Palm Springs, and it's a lot of fun. You meet the greatest people, and chili cooks, much like hot sauce folks, everybody sticks together. Everybody helps everybody out.
Oh, it's one happy family. You kidding me? I mean, it's amazing going to your show. I've been going for, 6 years now to
mm-hmm.
your gig. And I'll tell you what. I mean, that is one big, happy family. And it's amazing the parallels between the chili cooks and the hot sauce people. I mean, everybody's there to promote the industry of it and to let people know you're out there. And you're not going to be able to do it alone. And to have all these people have your back to help you you basically persevere. Oh, big word of the day. Help you persevere and kick down the doors and kick down the walls in front of you and march forward. And it's amazing how everybody kind of hangs together. I love those people.
I mean, we're very fortunate. The Patriot Guard Riders of Connecticut and the Summers Connecticut Fire Department are our two nonprofits. They've been with us for 5 years now. And, you know, I do all the planning and get the vendors and the sponsors and the cooks and all of that stuff. But these guys come. They show up on the Friday before. We set that place up. And you see what it's like when you get there. It looks like a small city.
It does. But everybody's doing something. And it's not like a bunch of workers standing around leaning on shovels. No, these guys are working. Everybody's doing something. I mean, it's incredible to watch. It's like a whole little army of ants doing stuff.
Yep.
Because I mean, your thing in Summers, Connecticut has really grown. I mean, it's grown by leaps and bounds since we started going there. And I mean, these things have gotten very big. I mean, hell, you got the who was it down there? The governor of Connecticut a couple of years doing her thing. You had Miss Connecticut coming down, showing a little crown off.
Senators and Congress people, you know, and it's because they know that it's a very family-friendly event, and there's nothing else like it in New England, you know?
And it really
there's
is.
Other
I mean, it's, oh, man.
I don't want to take away from the other ICS sanctioned chili cook-offs. They're great events. They're not as big as ours, and because they're not as big as ours, we have to kind of keep on pushing the envelope every year.
Yep.
You know, we do something different every year. This year, we did the, 500 red, white, and blue balloons exactly at noontime.
That was cool.
You know, every cook, every vendor got red, white, and blue balloons. They let them go exactly at noontime when the shotgun went off, and it was great. You know, I mean, it was one of those beautiful sights. It was almost as much fun as watching the women defeat the men in the truck pull.
I love you, man. That's funny.
You know, well, it's one to one. You know, so next year is a rubber match. We're going to see who wins, you know.
Well, that was one thing I was going to touch on. I mean, the NERCC, the New England Regional Chili Cook-Off, it's a phenomenal show. I mean, it's a feel-good show. That's the way I tell everybody about it. And everything is entirely upbeat. I mean, in addition to this, when you come to these things, it's not just chili cooks. You got a whole bunch of people there. I mean, you had the guy we had on here last week, Tom Slusser, Tom
was there,
with the hot sauce.
Yep.
Steve Seabury showed up. I mean, he's very well known in the hot sauce industry. Yeah, I mean, he loves doing that show.
People ask for these guys when the public on our Facebook page says, hey, is Tom's Word Ripping Hot Sauce going to be there?
Right.
Is Steve Seabury going to be there? Is Brian Tripler from BT Smokehouse going to be there?
Right.
You
actually,
know?
BT might even be a future guest. I got to ask him first, but I don't think he'd say no.
When he is a future guest, ask him about the time that he and I did a radio interview in the middle of a snowstorm and his battery died in his Jeep.
Nice.
At the interview.
Well, I remember when he first showed up to the thing, he had that Rube Goldberg machine, that smoker that he made out of a bunch of, like, boilers and pipe. Oh, man, that was hilarious. Oh, my God. I got pictures of that up on the website. Oh, that's just freaking hilarious.
When he first started, he was in a shack, probably no bigger than 10 by 10, on the side of the roads near Sturbridge, Mass.
Right.
And he was doing a phenomenal business. And then he bought the new place, and his business just blossomed.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He's a great guy. He makes good stuff.
He does. Now I got to ask you. Now when you do the chili cook-offs, you got two types of chili. You got the red, what they call the verde, the green. Now, what is the obviously use different peppers. What kind of peppers are they using in the two? Like standards.
Well, in red chili, there's a criteria that the ICS uses. So everybody's on a consistent playing field. Color, taste, consistency, aroma, and flavor.
Right.
And you're judged on that criteria. Now, the ICS started something new 2 or 3 years ago called the Certified Judges Program.
Right.
And what that is that brings people into the International Chili Society to learn how to be an actual judge and learn the criteria and have the ability to judge at chili cook-offs around the world.
That's cool.
You know, and it's better for the chili cooks because it gives them the ability to know that, geez, we've got certified chili judges today.
Well, that rings an interesting point. Just sorry to interject. That rings a really interesting point because it's we do a lot of these. We've been winning awards for years. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. And a lot of these things, it's blind judge. You don't know who these judges are. You have no idea. They're certified. They're not. Well, the one Steve Seabury ran in New York, he basically put out who these people were. You got guys from Bon Appetit magazine. You got guys from the Food Network. You got guys from Food TV. And he actually listed it out. And that made it so much more cool to know the judges were, like, top-notch, as opposed to Joe Smith, who lives on the corner, who has a landscaping business. I mean, you don't know who these people are. You know, it's just, man.
For our cook-offs, we're fortunate that we've had a lot of the same judges for the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Right.
And so even though that they might not all be certified, and now a good majority are, they're also very knowledgeable.
Right.
You know, they know the difference between red chili and green chili. Green chili is a combination of either chicken or pork and various green vegetables and byproducts and broths, etc. Red chili is just meat, your spices, and your gravy. And that's it. No beans.
No beans. Oh, you're killing me. I like my beans.
I know you do. I know you do. But beans are filler, and they absorb the flavor that you want the meat to absorb.
Okay.
And so, you know, the ICS's school of thought is, if there's no filler, then all the meat is going to absorb all the flavors.
There you go. That makes sense. That's simple, and it makes sense. You know,
absolutely. You know, now we had touched really briefly on the different categories.
Right.
There's a district, which is 19 or under cooks.
Right.
That means you didn't get to 20. 20 is a regional. And then there's a state cook-off. State cook-off, you should have at least 20. Now, different cook-offs that we go to, I don't care if it's a district, regional, or a state, we're going to support the nonprofit. That's our main goal.
Okay.
And, you know, if it turns out that us being there makes it turn into a state, then that's what happens. I'm happy for them.
That's good.
Then, you know, I'll take whatever, you know, whatever they want to give us. A lot of times we donate our winnings back to the charity.
Nice.
You know, it's just, you know,
that's because you're such a nice guy.
Well, yeah, that and, you know, we've got to pay for somehow or another pay for where the bodies are.
Love it. Oh, you're funny.
That was that pregnant pause you were talking about, huh?
Yeah. That was the hanging chad. Yep.
No.
I do have a serious question. How does someone, like, join into this to compete? I mean, just your average Joe guy wants he thinks he's got a good chili. How do you get into something like this?
Well, there's chili cook-offs in every state, with the exception of Rhode Island. We ran the Rhode Island State for 2 years, and it's just too far from us in Connecticut to go there and run it again. Doesn't mean that we're not going to do it in the near future. And so you go to the International Chili Society website, which is chilicookoff.com. You do a search for the state that you're in. You find the chili cook-off. You contact the organizer. You say, listen, I'm a new cook. What can you help me with?
Right.
What can I do? And it costs $50 to cook for a year. You've got to pay entry fees for each category, red, green, or salsa.
Right.
At our cook-off, we also have a youth division.
I think that's cool. Yeah, I think that's cool because the kids are like, they're jumping all over the place. I mean, not all of us can do that anymore.
Well, you know, the thing is for us, we had a youth division for, I'm going to say, maybe 6 years.
Right.
Well, 4 years ago, we decided to rename it after a longtime chili cook who was still alive at the time. His name was Jim Haywood. If anybody's ever been to the CIA in New Hyde Park, New York, he was a chef. No, he was Professor Emeritus. I mean, he was a god there.
Yep.
And so before he passed away, we renamed our youth division the Jim Haywood Youth Division. You know, like
Ute.
Those two youths. And he gave the award for 2 years, and then the following year after he passed away, his nephew Glenn from Massachusetts gave the award. And the reason
he did that was
because every time there was youth division, prizes are not historically really big.
Right.
And Jimmy would take a couple bucks out of his own pocket. He would spend some time talking to the kids, including my own son when he was younger.
Right.
And talk to him and explain to him how to make chili. And so when he passed away, before he passed away, we decided to do this. And we continue to honor his memory. This past year, first prize in the youth division was $500.
Hey. and how old are the youths?
Anywhere from 17 down.
17 down with $500 in your pocket?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not just $500. It's we give a tent, a stove, spices, and the $500.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that's very cool.
I didn't know that part.
Here's
the book, you know. And speaking of spices, the spices were compliments of our dear friends, Mile Bill Spices, which is www.milebillspices.com or milebills.com.
I think you talked to Mr. Grillion about that. Yep.
Yeah. A crew out of East Texas, young lady and her husband, chili cooks, as well as purveyors of spices. And anytime we have something, Kelly and Gary are nice enough to offer gifts, whether it be gift certificates or things for the youth division or whatever.
Sure.
Their hearts are right. You know, so that's
awesome.
Important. You know,
I do have one question for you because I think I'm looking at the time here. Yeah, you know, I got 1,000 of them, but it's only a half hour show. Well, you'll be back. Screw you, you'll be back. Now,
I'll come back.
Let's see. Now, the people out there who don't know how to make chili, there's probably some sitting on the couch. Oh, God, thank God he's asking this question. What would be a simple chili recipe? You don't have to give out secrets or anything like that, but I mean, Calgon, take me away. But I mean, what is a simple chili recipe?
Is go to chilicookoff.com. Look at the champions' recipes, find the common denominators out of all of the different recipes, and that's what you use.
Well, I think that makes sense. That makes very good sense.
You know, I mean, historically, people want to use California mild, a good California hot powder. Same for New Mexican hot, New Mexican mild. A tablespoon of cumin for each pound of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And don't put salt in your chili until the very end. You don't want to toughen your meat. You just want to salt the pot.
Yeah. Do you use anything? Have you ever used a non-white salt like a Hawaiian black or the Himalayan red or anything like that?
I tried one of those Grace salts, and it tasted okay. I mean, it was salt for the most part.
Right.
But this was different. It made it look a little different. So I don't use that. I use 100% kosher salt all the time.
Got it. Okay.
I find that to be the best.
Okay, that's cool, because, I mean, there's all sorts of salt on the market now. Oh, listen to this. Let's say we got to wrap it up there, Mikey. But, hey, Michael, it's been a pleasure, and you will be back. I guarantee it.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for having me. Anybody have any questions, go to chilitt.com. I'll be happy to answer.
Absolutely. And Mike is a man amongst men, and I'm going to put a quick plug in for DefConSauces.com. We now have the Super Uber Pack, including our contaminated soil, all 8 of our products for $48. That is a deal and a half. Get it while it lasts. But, hey, thanks again to Mike, Mad Mike Friedman from the ICS NERCC Chili Cook-Off Dude. So, it looks like we'll be wrapping it up here, folks. And I thank everybody for listening. And, hey, same bat time, same bat channel. Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Def Conversations. Have a good night, guys.
Whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck, you must be mistaken. Biatchi, capital B, the rest is history. Outlaw, motherfucker, double whiskey. Whiskey drinking, S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept 2. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate 3 knows me, and shooter does 2. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time.
Just when you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.